Drive home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a fresh week here and a fresh holiday. If you hear music or music stories or musicians, it's a little bit of a theme. Friday is International Music Day. With the Ravens playing on Monday night against the Chargers, we're taking a little chance here to put some music out in advance of Thanksgiving and getting folks together and let folks know we do more than just sports around here. We do some politics, some business, some crab cakes. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery on Thursday in Hampstead. We'll be at Green Mount Station, one of my favorite crab cakes. Go on up. Come on up, say hello. They got the whole sports betting casino action thing going on there. They also have a beautiful bowling alley adjacent as well. David Richardson's going to come out. We're going to talk some horse racing, amongst other things. All that powered up by our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare as well. Luke was in Pittsburgh this week. We're doing music around here, a whole bunch of things leading up into the holidays and crab cake tours out and about. I think this guy will be joining me somewhere along life's journey, whether it's. And by the way, Leonard, I gotta let you know I'm inspired by the crab cake tour, and we're like 5 years into the crab cake tour now, that I've never really had the crab cake tour at a place that doesn't have a crab cake. And I'm gonna do that for the very, very first time because this place is family to me. You
What?
know this.
What is that?
We're going to, you'll understand why, Amici. So we're going to honor the Pane Rotondo as sort of not a crab cake, but if like it's still delicious. And we're going to do the show at Amici's for quick, because I like Amici's and it's Christmas time and I
Got
want to
it.
go down and I want to talk about things. They had a big story in a fishbowl and I got jelly. I'm like, so other media companies get to tell the Amici story and I don't get to tell the Amici story? Fooey on that.
Right, we'll
Not
have
after
none
all
of
the
that.
marinara I've eaten. So we're going to go tell the Amici
Exactly,
story. And I have a
exactly.
hard time believing that a man like you would balk at coming down to Amici's
No,
because they
it's as
don't
good
have
as
a
it
crab
gets.
cake.
It's
So
as
if I
good as it
invite you to a
gets.
crab cake tour to Amici's, are you coming?
I'm coming,
There you
sure.
go. That's all you need to know.
Date
Is that
fits,
one for
I'm
one?
in.
That's
Date
it.
fits, I'm in. I don't need a crab cake there. They're as good as it gets.
How are you holding up? And Luke and I, we get at this honest, right? I wrote my columnist.
Yeah.
I'm banned from the locker room. So there's a whole part where the whole Pittsburgh thing happens. It really kind of pisses me off all over again.
Dreadful.
Well, it's
Dreadful.
just Luke has to drive up alone, drive back alone. Just the
Yeah.
whole deal, right? Like it's a long day.
I'm talking about the game. Dreadful.
Oh, I thought you talked about Luke having to drive to Pittsburgh.
Well,
It is
that's pretty
dreadful.
bad too.
It's dreadful too.
That's
You've been
bad
on
too.
you've been on 70 West. You know the potholes up
Yes,
there.
it's
They
terrible.
have families in those potholes
They
up there.
have two seasons in Pennsylvania,
Construction.
and winter.
Correct. Then those are the two. We're in both
Winter.
right now.
Winter and construction. That's their two seasons in Pennsylvania.
Have
And
you been to a Ravens game in Pittsburgh?
yes, many, many,
Many.
many playoffs,
Now listen, this is good that I'm
and
asking you about this,
I've had a
okay?
full can of beer thrown at me in the parking lot.
Okay. Well, I mean,
It's very
we
nice.
had. We, ha! You know how many trips I've made to Pittsburgh? All
Oh,
of them, right? Literally
tons,
all
I'm
of them,
sure.
right? I mean, all Christmas Eve, all of them, right? Like I've
Yep.
Christmas Day, all I've been in, I've woken up in Pittsburgh Christmas morning. Okay, so
Yeah, no.
that's how when Chad Steele looks across said that I'm not committed to covering the Ravens, that I have to laugh in his face and just say he's not a man of integrity. So I would say this: we took our bus trip up there 20 times, right?
Yeah,
So
sure.
we would always pull in. We had a driver named Dennis, who was one of the great guys ever. He got thrown out of Canada. It's a long story. I'll argue with you. So Dennis would always wear a Dennis Pitta jersey, right? He always had, the 88, right?
Yep.
And he would drive in it. He would drive. He would pick us up in White Marsh, Gunther Motor Coach. He would drive us in it. And we had a whole series of drivers because when we would do Pittsburgh, we'd take three, four buses. So we
Right.
would I knew all the drivers. I would drive one bus to Breezewood. I would get off and get on the other bus with my son, my wife. My son would run buses. We're family business, So like a real small business, like Clear Channel and
Yeah, like those.
iHeartRadio
Right.
and
Just like that.
Odyssey. So we would pull into Pittsburgh, and you know how it's on an island, like for real, it's an island,
Yeah,
right, where they
yeah.
play football. We would pull in and we had our parking pass thing that we were supposed to have for the bus that you get ahead of time or whatever. And when they would see Dennis with the Ravens jersey on
Oh
as the
no.
driver, they
Yep.
wouldn't let him in the lot.
Oh great. So have I ever
So I
told you
got
my
55 people. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. We've been on the bus since 6 a.m. and
Right.
we can't even get in. I mean, I don't want to say it was hostile because I never encountered any sort of physical in a lot of
Yeah, no.
places, and I went a lot of places in
Yeah.
Baylor jerseys.
Yeah.
I would tell Roger Goodell when I saw him, you're gonna have someone die in your upper deck, and you really should make this a little more friendly than like Crips and Bloods, right?
Sure.
But I would say Pittsburgh was never hostile in my way
Yeah,
of
it wasn't
thinking. Like,
terrible. Have I ever told you my Pittsburgh story about getting into the stadium?
go ahead.
Okay, so this is a classic, and I think the statute of limitations is long gone, so they can't do
What
much
year
about it.
was it? I'll let you
Oh,
know.
this
Did
is
we
the
check the Google?
playoffs easily 20 years ago. If
Was
yeah,
it the
easily.
Elvis Gerback game they lost?
Probably, yeah. So
Because they
let
didn't
me
play a lot of playoff
so
games up
no,
there,
so let me
right?
give you this, let me give you this deal. I have a friend who lives in Frederick who's from Pittsburgh. Native, like deep Ewens native.
Yins,
Pittsburgher,
y
Yins, right?
yins.
And so he invited myself and my past business partner up for the game, and I said, "Great!" So we take a U.S. Air flight. That's how long ago. We take a little U.S. Air
Sure wasn't
puddle jumper.
Piedmont.
No, it was U.S. Air, little U.S. Air
Sure
jumper.
wasn't Eastern Air.
Right, exactly. TWA. Anyway, we land in Pittsburgh. We get a taxi because there's no Ubers then.
Well,
There's
and when
no
you
Ubers.
land in Pittsburgh, you're in West Virginia. I mean, you're way the hell out,
Right,
but go ahead. You're in
and so
Ohio.
we get a car and we meet him at this bar. Now, it's the winter. I'm wearing my purple Ravens coat, my Lewis jersey. You know, we're all decked out. We get to this
And
bar.
we had just won the Super Bowl. I want to clarify that.
We get to this bar,
Clarify
and
that we had just won the Super Bowl. Yes.
yes. And needless to say, we're walking into a Pittsburgh Steeler bar where they're all tailgating and drinking, and we walk in, the two of us, and it was just harassment
Was it
central.
like the scene in Animal House when they
It,
went in where
yes.
Otis was there?
Yes, we dance with you dates. So we go, and he tells these people, "Look, these are friends of mine. Be cool, be cool." Then we take a school bus to the lot from the bar. Okay, so we take a school bus. We get there, and we have to
So
get out.
you're the only one on the school
Yes,
bus in purple. Okay.
two, myself and my business partner,
Okay.
the only two in purple. And when we get to the
And this
lot, we
was a
get to
day
the
a lot. Our
game.
fans didn't go up there then.
No, they didn't travel a
We did
ton.
not have a traveling fan
Get to
contingent. We
the
barely had a
game,
freaking
and
logo.
they make us jump out of the back of the bus, like a school bus, like a fire drill. All right, so that's cool. So now we're walking, and we're walking, and I say to the guy, and I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to get him in any problem trouble. "Where's the tickets?" You know, back then you still had tickets, right? Paper tickets. He says, I don't have tickets. "Dude, I flew here from Baltimore. I'm coming to watch playoff game. You don't have any tickets? What do you mean we don't have tickets?" He says, just come with me. Don't worry about it." So we walk along the row of get patted down. We get patted down. And now we get up to the turnstiles. And we walk like a quarter of the way around the stadium. And he walks up and he says, "Hey, Joe." Joe says, "Hey, good morning, Tom. How many?" He says, "Five." He says, "Come on in." And we walk right into the stadium with no tickets. So then, like, okay, great, we're in. Where am I sitting? He goes, "Don't worry about it. Just come with me." We go up the escalator to the club level. We get to the club level door, and they have two entrances to the club
By the
level.
way, Mr. Rooney listens to this show. He's not
I'm
going to be
with you.
happy about this
I'm with you.
story.
Hey, listen, I'm not naming any names of anybody that knows anybody. So there's two lines of people going into the club level, Ness, and I swear to God, this guy says, "Follow me." And we crouch down and walk between the two lines right into the club level. I've never done anything like this in my life. I said, "You got to be kidding me." So now we're in the club level. Okay, now what? Well, follow me.
I've
We
never snuck into an event that
wait,
I could tell you about. Like, in my
walk.
life, I'm just
We
trying to think.
walk
I've been
to
in
the.
rooms I shouldn't have been in. I've
Dude,
been
this
in
was
the
the craziest
VIP.
thing. I'm
I've been in the
thinking,
Super Bowl
hey.
VIP lounge in Dallas 15 years ago in an area I had no business being and hung for 5 hours. I have
I
done
am
that,
thinking,
but I've
I am
never walked into
thinking.
the building without a ticket.
Hey, I
I don't
I'm
think.
thinking I'm going to be in jail in Pittsburgh in Ravens purple with my purple camo pants and a Ray Lewis jersey. This is not very good. We get to the 50-yard line. I kid you not. The guy opens the door, says, "Come on in." We walk in the 50-yard line, and about six rows up in the club level is Mike Tomczak's wife in
Wearing an
her,
18 jersey, no doubt.
no, wearing a full mink fur coat and a couple other players. And we are sitting in the players' family section because it's not full on the 50-yard line club level to watch this game. It was the
Well, we
craziest,
lost, so
yes, it was the craziest football day of my life. And then we lost. And then we go back to the bar, and we hung out
Oh,
and
you
had
had to get
dinner.
on the school bus.
Yeah, and then we hung out and had dinner with him and his family. And the restaurant, the radio announcer for the Steelers, does the post game from this restaurant. And we're hanging out there listening to the evening post game. Oh, it was dreadful. And then flew home. It was an adventure I will never forget.
I don't
Anyway.
think I did a bus trip for that. Well,
Oh.
maybe I did. I mean, I'm like, yeah, of course I did.
I was.
Siragusa, it was the last game he ever played in, and I remember being in his locker and where his locker was in that room.
Terrible.
It's the second time today I brought this up. Leonard Raskin is our guest here at Baltimore Positive. Because Luke was in the locker room, and I'm very familiar with that locker room.
Yeah.
And Luke's like, there are guys here who haven't won here. And I remember Rob Burnett in the old stadium at Three Rivers saying to me, I've never won here when he got here in 1996, 1997, 1998, because it's getting to
Terrible.
be a little bit like that with Pittsburgh. And I'll give you my, since we had there in the playoff game, and then we lost the championship game, the Palomalu game, right? There
Yep.
was a game where we had the big lead at halftime, Flacco era and Reed era. At 10-11, Luke would remember this. It was after the championship game, but they eliminated us that day. And I guess it was the 10 season, I guess. And I ran into Jerome Bettis, who I know pretty well, on in the club level, but in the press box. I had a pass, by the
Yeah,
way.
sure.
And my wife was in the upper deck with fans. My wife was sitting in that in the only upper deck in the end zone where there are seats, the one that shakes. I mean, that
Right.
upper deck moves in that Pittsburgh stadium, right? And my wife was up there, and I was meeting her under her seat. So at halftime, instead of eating Mr. Rooney's cookies, I went through the club level and I ran into Jerome Bettis, and he conceded the game to me at halftime.
Yeah, right.
He's like, you got us today, man. You're finally
Nice.
going to get us. He gave me a hug. We took a picture. We laughed. We lost.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't want to say that place has been a house of horrors. I
It
drive up there.
has.
Remember
It's
Torrey
been
Smith
pretty
catching a
bad.
big
Yeah,
catch?
but it's been pretty
I
bad.
remember Anquan dropping one. I remember walking across the bridge with Luke and other former employees of mine shooting videos because we won, videos because we lost.
Yep.
I remember meeting over at Point State Park a billion times, and we always staged our buses across the river,
Yeah,
across, because
yeah.
it's easier to get out, right? Once we learned they wouldn't let us park on the island because our driver had a Dennis Pitta jersey on, or a Todd. He was actually wearing a Todd Heap jersey back. He was in 86, and
Right.
then he went to a Pitta, but he was a tight end guy. So I would just say to you, this one is uniquely stenchy in a lot
It's
of ways,
terrible, terrible.
and it's where they're the first place team. And it's been a long time since the Pittsburgh Steelers have been our daddy in that way.
Yeah, it was terrible. Look, we have lost four games this season, and no team has beaten us. We have beaten ourselves four times, and this is just more evidence of. I saw a graphic the other couple days ago. I couldn't believe it. It was the number of penalties teams had ranked from top to bottom. And we were far and away the worst penalized team in the league. I mean, by a dozen or more. And here we are, a dozen penalties. How the heck do you have an illegal man downfield three times in a game and twice,
Well,
at least
that's
two
a
of them?
function of the RPO. That's
Right,
a
I get
function of
it.
the
I get
RPO.
it, but it's dreadful. And not lining up right and holdings and roughing the quarterback and you name it, they did it. And it's terrible. It's just terrible. And then three turnovers and two missed field goals. You might as well have five turnovers. I mean, that's what that is. It's like going for it on fourth down and missing. So I don't know what's up with Tucker. My wife thinks there's something wrong with him and nobody's talking about it. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm not his doctor, but I think Father Time takes no prisoners, and he's a prisoner of Father Time.
So here's where I bring the comedy into the show because I'm on
It's
the internet
dreadful.
and
It's
I've dealt with
dreadful.
all sorts of people, Republicans, Democrats, far left, far right, political this, all that. So here's my little piece of comedy off of the Justin Tucker thing because I'm Royal Farm sponsored. You know, I literally was eating Royal
I
Farm's
saw you.
chicken during
I
the
saw you.
game. Well, I had
Yep.
leftovers on Sunday because I get Rofo once or twice a week. I mean, honestly,
I'm with
my
you.
wife makes a lot of salads and I'll grab some fried. It's the most delicious chicken on earth, right?
Absolutely.
So and Tucker, so someone puts up, I mean, everybody wants to fire and bench him. He's
I don't
gonna
know
get
what
done,
you
do
do.
whatever, all that. The holder's bad, whatever your
I
vibe
don't
is,
know what it
this has
is, but
nothing to do with this.
listen.
This was one status from one person, and I don't even know who it was, but I want to credit them. It said, less chicken, more kicking.
Fantastic.
Not mine. I didn't, I can't own it. I
That's
mean,
fantastic.
I cannot own that. All right.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know what it is, but something's greasy in there. Something's greasy in there, and that's the game.
Dude, I was all ready to rename Western fries Winter fries or
There
Tucker
you go. There
fries
you
or you
go.
know what I mean?
He missed two. They fumbled twice. That interception, I don't know how you call that interception. I think that's a fumble, reception fumble takeaway. I don't think that's an interception on Lamar at all. I mean, my goodness, that was a Justice Hill. He's going backwards, and as he's falling down, he can't hold the ball, and the guy steals it out of his arms. That's by no means, I don't think
By
you
the
can
way,
call that an
Steelers play
interception.
defense. Steelers, I mean,
They played
and
great
Patrick
defense.
Queen looked like he's been waiting
And
for this game
likely,
for 5 months.
I thought Likely's arm was down before that ball came out, but I'm not the officials that review the plays. My wife, here's Kathy's take on this whole thing. You ready?
What's the most important take? She's already made the most. I know both of you. I trust her.
Here's her take on the whole thing. The NFL wants Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl, and therefore the Ravens cannot win because the conglomerate that is
No,
the NFL.
Chiefs already lost.
No,
They lost. They
but
lost on
that's
Sunday.
one game. That's all that matters. That's okay. That's fair. But they don't want the Ravens to win because they know the Ravens can beat the Chiefs. I said, well, Buffalo just beat the Chiefs.
It's funny your wife's already got them playing in January.
Oh,
And
she's
this
got
is
the
where,
conspiracy of the
listen, this
Chiefs
is where Luke and
across the
I
league.
spent a lot of time today. And look, Justin
This was an
Tucker's
ugly
kicking,
game.
the
Ugly
ugly game. We could
game.
talk about the game, but in the big picture of things,
Got
where
to
the
win out.
Steelers are, where the Bills now are, and I know we beat them and blah, 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 but where January is going to be is on the road.
Well,
And at this
you got
point, and
enough
they.
games. Now you got enough games to change that. You need some help. Now you need some help. You got Pittsburgh here. They have the Browns, the Bengals, and the Browns the next three games. You need some help. Somebody's got to beat them. One of those teams, two of those teams. They got to go 1-2 in
Well,
that
you got to
stretch.
help yourself. You better go out and beat your
Of
brother next Monday
course.
night, right?
Oh, that's right. Harbaugh Bowl. It's the Harbaugh Bowl or whatever you call it. The Harbaugh Bowl. Yes. They played two interesting halves of football on Sunday night. They played a great first half, terrible second half, and they won in the last 2 minutes. So, but here's the other piece that I will still, no matter what happens, I have a friend of mine who's a Nashville guy, Tennessee guy, big Tennessee guy. Sends me a text after the game. 13 carries, not gonna happen. It's all that Derek touched the ball 13 times. 2-point conversion at the end
Is
of the
your
game.
friend positive about Derrick Henry, thinking
Oh yeah, loves
you're
him,
winning the Super Bowl because of him,
and thinks
and
you're losing because
they're not
you're not
utilizing him?
using him.
Okay.
Yeah. He says to me, 2-point conversion. Run left, no receivers, no Henry on the field. Who's your coach?
Well, I wrote Todd Monken question mark in italic in my
It was
columnist this week, so
crazy.
yeah.
It's crazy. How do you not have Derrick Henry on the field and give him the chance, the two, he and Lamar, to run where there's not six defenders and no blocking and no receiver and Lamar running left? I don't get that at all. There was nobody there. Nobody. No blockers, no receivers. There were like five linemen in Lamar against eight Steelers. It was the craziest 2-point call I think I've seen. And they blocked it terribly, and he ran to nothing, and it was over. But that's not the issue of this game. Three turnovers, 12 penalties, two missed field goals, a lot of bad play. Defense, my goodness. You hold the Steelers to five field goals, you expect to win that game. That's
Ooh,
it's that simple.
six because of the 18. If it
Six,
was
sorry,
five, they get the
six,
game six,
six,
right?
six, 18. I mean, you held them out of the end zone every darn time. That was defense was stellar. It was old Ravens defense, and then they didn't win. So anyway, let me go to the three. Let's go here. Three, three, three. While we're talking about the number three, I want to just bring up one other thing that's been amazing. Do you know who the leading goal scorer is as of this morning in the NHL?
That would be Alex of the great eight. That would be
That would
888.
be the 39-year-old Alex Ovechkin with 13 goals, a hat trick against the vaunted Vegas Golden Knights on Sunday night. This guy is playing like he's 29. He is blocking shots. He is banging people into the boards. And he is scoring at a pace that people thought he would break Gretzky's record next season. He's on pace to do it in February.
Well, here's an interesting thing for him, and I covered him a little bit. I don't know him at all, but I've been around him in a locker room sense. I was at the team celebration for hours. I mean, I've been in a room with Alex a million times. I've taken pictures, whatever. I've asked questions at the locker or whatever, but I don't know Alex at all. And from the outside looking in, there is a point when you have this level of greatness and a level of health that you know the difference. He's been injured, he's had issues, he's always powered through. Russian machine never breaks, right? Of course. But at the end of his career, versus pick any great athlete, Venus, Serena, Brady, Gretzky, any, his body's allowing him to do it at this point, and I think he's closer to Lee. I don't think he's gonna play till he's 44.
No, he's
I
going to
think,
play till he gets the record.
and
If he
that's
breaks it this year, the season will be his last. That was my guess. He breaks it this year, it's over. He doesn't
okay.
break it this year, next year's it.
So knowing that and getting to the end, and this will give you a chance to talk about money and your event on Wednesday night, which I want to promote. And I want to come back to Jim Harbaugh. I'll do all of that, but I'm going to promote the event and give you an entree to that because it really is about planning, being well, all of these things that Ovechkin has done to say the record is the goal at this point. I've won the Stanley
Absolutely.
Cup. I'm
I
going to
think
the Hall
Stanley
of
Cup's the goal. They
Everything.
come hand in hand this season. The team's got to be better, and the team is better, which gives him the chance to play better, which gives him the chance to break the record, which gives him the chance to win one more time. That's the
Well,
goal.
there is a thought that if you're doing it and it's the last time you're doing it, and I think this for bands that have goodbye tours. I think about Rush, we're mutual Rush fans. They went out not on everybody's terms, as Geddy wrote about in his book, but in Neil's terms of like, this is it. I'm going to do it the best way I can do it because I can't do it anymore the way I used to be able to do it. And we've seen bands go too far, right?
That's
Like
right.
literally lip syncing, this, that, whatever. Where
Millie
Ovechkin is. Where of it? Well, they started at it. Now Frankie
Minnelli.
Valli and, Mariah Carey and people
Right,
that
the
used to
whole
be able to
thing.
sing. There is a point for Ovechkin to say he still can do this in the way Brady could at a level that is, I mean, it broke up Brady's marriage, right? Like Brady went to Tampa because he was so obsessed with having
Absolutely.
to do it. He wasn't even chasing anybody but himself. He was only chasing himself. This guy's chasing a thing. And he's
Absolutely.
good enough to do it. There's nothing like witnessing true greatness
And
stay
great.
motivated and well enough and good enough and sharp enough to be able to pull this off. And
And I don't
that's where
care if
when
you're
Springsteen
sitting.
goes out and does it at 77, or I even saw Mick Jagger do it at 81, and it wasn't
Mailing it
awful.
in. Mailing it
Right.
in.
It's because it's where they want to be, and it means that much to them that when they have $100 million in the bank and they can, Putin's going to give them the country and the hall of all of that, what's important to you today? What's important to Alex Ovechkin today is what was important to him when he was 16 years old trying to get
Absolutely.
off the Russian
Being the
farm.
best he could
Today,
that
being the
ever
best I can be
existed
today.
in the world, the best goal scorer, go down in history is the best goal scorer in the history of the game. And he is
That's
by all
inspiring. It really
accounts,
is.
by
That's
all
inspiring.
accounts of the sport, people that follow the sport, he already is. But by those that think that needs to be done via a record, he will be, unless his body doesn't let him or
It's hard to
something
lead the league
happens.
in goals when you're 24, 26, 28, 30. It was hard for him.
That's right.
He wasn't the leading scorer. for years. I mean, there were
Yeah,
times when he
he was
wasn't.
for years and he wasn't for years. But right now, the fact that he is playing at this level at 39 years old, like you said, the dedication to single-mindedness, to focus, to a goal, to carry that out is unbelievable. And when I listen to, you go back to Derrick Henry with 13 carries, when I heard an interview with him, says he spends $250,000 a year on his body and wellness and mental fitness and health. And what it takes to compete at his age, at that level, and be as strong and tough as he is. I don't know what Ovechkin spends, but it's got to be a
And he still
fortune.
fumbled in the first, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
they
it's still hard.
knocked that out.
You
Yeah.
know what I mean? I'm not, not I mean, like, Derrick Henry's going to the Hall. He's my guy, right?
Absolutely.
And yet still you miss the net. The goalie makes a save.
That's
You
right.
turn your ankle. You get
That's
hurt.
right.
Something
And
bad
that's it.
happens.
That's
Right.
it.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. It's amazing the talent level and the dedication to your craft. People that say you can't get there, people that say I can't do it, people that say I can't get ahead, the man's got it out for me, or whatever it is. If you have a focus to do something in your life, man, there is no stopping you. The opportunities are endless. And look, I'm not going to be a goal scorer, a pitcher, or a quarterback, but I can get out there and do what I do better than anybody else and be single-mindedly focused about it and achieve amazing results. And that's what we're about. In our lives, but watching these guys in these sports where the physical takes its toll is unbelievable that they're producing at the level they're producing. It's just
That's why we love sports, right? I mean,
unfathomable.
your money
Absolutely.
thing on Wednesday, real quick. Let everybody know.
Yes.
Everybody knows you do the America Dream. But you're doing a
Yes.
little seminar thing on Wednesday, and it's important.
Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, all about protecting your wealth. It's one thing to know how to invest it. That's important. Critical is the factor of knowing that no matter what happens, what you hope happens, happens. That is, you're in a car accident. Nobody takes all your money. You're sick or disabled. Your family doesn't suffer the loss financially of that occurrence. You die too soon. Your family isn't destitute. They're not setting up a GoFundMe page to take care of your costs, your needs. I see it too often, Ness. I see people, so-and-so celebrity, so-and-so not celebrity. Nothing hurts my spirit more than when I see somebody who died and the family sets up a GoFundMe page to help the spouse and kids continue on in their life when for a cup of coffee a day, they could have bought a life insurance policy that would have protected the family from that misery. And people don't understand how important the protection is. And sadly, the insurance industry makes light of it. You got Liberty Mutual, you got the Allstate guy with the mayhem, and but this is real stuff. This is stuff that happens, and you got to know what and how to protect yourself, your family, your being from these things that can take out your financial future. And that's what we work with people to do. We're doing a session. It's about an hour long, 6 o'clock Wednesday night. If you want to see it, want to attend it, it's open, it's free. There's an invitation on the front page of Asking Global on our website, bottom right side. You can look at our schedule and click into the event and look at our events page and show up. All you got to do is show up, ask any questions you want. We are happy to help people, especially our listeners that are out here. We get calls, Ness, from your listeners, our listeners, all the time, asking us questions about investing, tax, insurance. We're happy to help people that are out there fighting this fight and want to have the American dream. And it gets destroyed when you get sick and you don't have the right health insurance, or you're disabled and you can't work and your family suffers. I don't have to
I
talk to
saw all
you
that
about
10
health
years ago with my
insurance.
wife, and it's
That's
changed
right.
the course of, the things I'm willing to talk about. We're doing a lot of football around here, but we can walk and chew gum, and we're going to do music
Absolutely.
later in the week, and we can talk about Jim
Absolutely.
Harbaugh and all that. But this is real life, and
Absolutely.
it's, your sponsorship that powers the things we do here to be able to have a diversity of conversation around here in regard to really important things that if you live long enough, and I did, and my wife did, and my mother and father live long, like it will affect you. It comes to your desk with
Absolutely.
you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it.
No, I have a colleague of mine who has dad, father and father-in-law, both in nursing homes.
Almost
They
everybody in my life right now is really dealing. I'm in my
planned for his
mid-50s.
father. They planned for his father, and insurance companies are paying that cost. There weren't plans for the father-in-law, and
They're incurring that cost.
the family is directly incurring the cost.
Yeah.
One in three of us will suffer that need if we live long enough. And the fact of the matter is, we are all living longer. And that's a good thing, except when it's not a good thing and it wipes out your wealth and it wipes out generational wealth because you didn't plan for it. It is something that people have to recognize. And the government's not here to help you. You have to help yourself. And the American dream is about that. It's about helping yourself. And one of the ways you help yourself is to make sure you're protected from those things that would wipe out your wealth for you, your family, and for generations to come. And we want to make sure that's maintained and kept. And the money goes to where you want, not to where you don't want. So Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, grab it on our website, look at our events calendar and grab the app and just snack on and say, I want to be there.
You know what, man? You inspired me last month when we did that Capital Center, the thing we did over at Costas during the Crab Cake Tour, going through the ticket stubs and all of that kind of stuff and jogging the memories. And bands, you know, the Duran Durans coming through. Dude, I almost sent you a text. I was listening to Depeche Mode cleaning my place over the weekend,
There you go.
literally, or through our friendship. And I almost sent you a text. I'm like, how did we F that up not going to see Depeche Mode last year? Like,
Terrible.
they toured and I missed it, and
Yep.
I was supposed to go the first night in Sacramento and I didn't, and
Calendar.
I just
We blew it.
really, really screwed it up. So I'm trying to be better about all that, but this music thing has come to me that I have all of these interviews in one place, and I've been a little inspired by it, by this International Music Day, and wanting to get it all out. When folks like you, who I know pretty well, say, "You interviewed Lou Gramm? You interviewed who? You interviewed Depeche Mode? Really?
Yep.
You have a tape of that, and you could put it up on?" And they're in the Hall of Fame now, you know.
Absolutely.
So when I did
I was
this.
there. I wasn't there when they were inducted, but I went shortly after, and it was magnificent to see all the stuff there. Judas Priest and Depeche Mode in the Rock and Roll
I
Hall of
have
Fame.
two interviews with Rob Halford, one from 1986 and
How did?
one, or 88, Turbo Tour, and
How great are
one,
they?
for, well, and then one, Iron Maiden came through last week.
Yep.
I sit down with Bruce Dickinson. Nobody's ever heard it. I mean, literally. So the
Right.
real story is this on
Pump
these
it out.
tapes and this music classic thing. And I do want to talk about Jim Harbaugh for a moment
Yes.
before we go.
Yes.
But you're going to hear this music thing this week. And when my wife got sick, I had a lot of time on my hands at the hospital. All of these were on these little micro cassettes, little Radio
Yeah.
Shack cassettes,
Right.
little courtroom
Right.
mini cassettes. And so I have them all. I digitized them all. And
That's
in
it.
2014, I decided if I put it together, it would create radio so I could take my wife maybe to New Zealand and Australia when she got better, which I did. I did the 30 ballparks in 30 days, which I did. So I did these things in 15, 16, 17. And I had these tapes and I put them all digitized, but I only brought out my criteria was you're going to do Billy Joel, Bon Jovi, David Bowie, Robert. You're going to do those first. Geddy Lee.
Yeah,
These are the
sure.
obvious ones. And then there was the secondary ones and then the tertiary ones, which were the Smithereens, good bands, good
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah,
Pat
yeah.
Denisio died. And now, like, so in the last 12 years, I have watched every year all of these bands go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who I have interviews with from all of the era, beginning with the Go-Go's. I found a
Yeah,
Belinda
there you go.
Carlisle interview from 1989, right? I'm mad about you. So I found all of these interviews, and I'm going to re-earth another 25 Hall of Famers
Awesome.
have gone into the Hall of Fame since they weren't in the Hall of Fame before, but are in the Hall of Fame
Right.
now, right? So I'm doing that this week. So you're going to hear a lot of music, but I am a little remiss because this Jim Harbaugh thing, and I want to ask you this for a
Yeah,
moment. I have
sure.
old interviews with Jim Harbaugh that I found when he took his first job in San Diego.
Okay.
He sat with me at the NFL Combine in Indy. We sat down when he just became the 49ers coach and
Yeah.
was coming back into the NFL after he had been at Stanford.
Right.
When he was at Stanford, I would run into him. I mean, he's in my phone. He's never changed his phone number.
Sure.
He did me a favor. So this is a God, I didn't even mean to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story about Jim. 2.5 years ago, it was probably the I haven't talked to John since I've been thrown out.
Yeah, yeah.
I got thrown out almost 2.5 years ago now. So, Jim was coaching Michigan. My dear friend Rob Santoni, Santoni's
Yeah,
Markets, the
yeah.
Santoni family, had a cousin who is a Michigan alum, Big fan,
Right,
wife, the
right.
whole deal. And I think lives in Michigan, lived in Michigan, and was suffering a terminal illness. And he reached to me and said, it would mean the world if there's any. So I reached to John. I'm like, hey, man, I got to get this thing to Jim. You know, he's like, I said, this is the number I have on Jim. It's Jim's number. Just text him. That's his number. But Jim texts me back. Ba -ba -ba -ba, ba -ba boom. Next thing I know, Jim's FaceTiming with this man, his family, wife, with soon to be widow. He died very within weeks of Jim doing this for me. I saw Jim in March down at the owners' meetings when Bisciotti and Eric ran, literally ran from me like cowards. Jim, meanwhile, gets out of the limo with Joe Ortiz and the Spanos family and offers me ouzo and stops and meets Luke and warmly and his wife and introduces me to his wife as the number one radio guy in Baltimore sports history. That's how he introduces me. He clearly had had maybe a drink. I'm not sure. Maybe there's something you
Whatever,
can't drink. Whatever. It's fine. I'll accept that.
right, sure.
So I have this long-standing relationship with Jim. I need to ask you this as the Ohio State guy. So please pretend that I'm asking you this in a professional
Yes, of
setting.
course.
What? How much cheating? What did he do there? How would you explain it to me without being biased as a Buckeye
No, it's
guy?
easy.
Like
It's
the
easy.
cheating part of what he did and
Yes.
leaving the place on fire. This is a
Yes.
good week to talk about that because he'll never
Yes.
do it.
Right. So supposedly, and they got sanctioned. They didn't lose their championship or anything like that. But here's the rules as I know it. Unlike the NFL, you are not allowed to scout other teams in college football. What you watch on TV or whatever, that's fine. You know, you can see what you see to the public, but you can't do any covert scouting. They had a guy who had tickets to all of the upcoming teams, games, and would go to watch the games and would scout signals and was apparently a Navy code dude. That was his life. He was like a Naval Academy, Navy code something guy. I don't know the exact, but long story short, they would crack the team's play series. He kind of knew algorithms and they would crack the team's play series and predict very clearly what plays were coming up based on circumstance. And when you kind of know what the other team's going to do in advance on a very high level that you're not supposed to have any level of,
Even if it's banging trash cans
that's
for
right. That's right.
curveballs,
That's right.
there's just an integrity issue.
That's right.
I don't need to
So
say this
here's
out
the
loud.
deal.
And I
Here's the
like
deal.
Jim, and
Let's
I've
make it
known
easy.
Jim
Wait, wait,
longer
wait.
than John,
Let's
you
make
know?
this kind of easy. You know, college, you don't have a continuing roster. So obviously there's turnover, right? We know there's turnover. But they're 5-5 this year at Michigan. They were undefeated for 3 seasons, the last three while this guy was doing his thing. And then they got caught in their national championship season, and Jim couldn't coach the first X number of games, and he couldn't coach the last X number of games because of this scandal. They have not had wins vacated, but the NCAA slapped them, I think, pretty hard with some money fines,
And
and then he
Jim's running
left
around playing his brother on Monday night on a new $80 million contract, right?
at the Superchargers. Yes, because he turns teams around and he wins, and now he can scout. Now it's legal to scout. You're encouraged to
Well,
scout.
I don't know. Belichick had monkeys in trees, right? So, you
Whatever he
know.
had, they won all those Super Bowls, so he did it. I don't know. You know, the bottom
Sure,
line
you want
is,
integrity and cheating in your line of work. They put handcuffs on you,
oh
call
my
you Bernie
God,
Madoff, and throw you in
that's
prison,
well,
right?
that's fully illegal. That was flat out illegal. Yeah, cheating is not a good thing. Integrity is critical. And my opinion, you know, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. You got to sleep in that bed by yourself at night with your thoughts. And if you can
And if
sleep
you're
at
the
night,
kind of person that can sleep with that,
then
you
you are
lack
who you
integrity.
are. Well, then, yeah, you live with that. And God bless. If that, you know, if that goal, we're talking about Ovechkin, we're talking about Brady. If that goal is paramount in your world and you find any way possible to get it, that brass ring, and that includes bending the rules, playing a different game, then you go do that. You be you. I don't play that way. I can't play that way. You know, they say You've heard this, I'm sure, a million times. You know, when you tell the truth, you don't have to have a long memory. You just say what you say.
You know, John Rollo's a buddy of mine. I ran into him last week at a Accelerant, or not Accelerant. It was the actually it was the Connex event, not the Accelerant event. And I ran into John. John's going to be speaking about security and whatnot. He's run around. You know, John's been on the show. I've known John since we were 8 years old. We played Little League baseball, Little League football, and we were altar boys together at Our
There you
Lady of
go.
Fatima. So we had the big three, the Holy Trinity in my mind. He's Baltimore:
Beautiful.
baseball, football, and Our Lady of Fatima, and
Oh,
CCD, as a matter of fact. But
geez.
you know, John has said to me many times in his life, "Man, all we got, what we're from, is our word.
Amen. It's all you are.
That's it. You know, all we
And
got is our word."
it takes a lifetime to create that and one screw up to blow it. And in his case, there have been multiple screw ups
But
and
in an integrity case, as Luke Jones drove alone to Pittsburgh and back after I did it for 30 years, and now I'm not worthy because the length of my hair, the color of my skin. You know, you have to ask. You ask. Tell me why. I don't know. But
no,
then
no
John Harbaugh
answers.
sends me text as though he has integrity. John Harbaugh has no integrity. I promise you from the inside. I know this. I can show you the text. I can show you the words. They, you know.
I get
So
it.
I
I
don't.
get it.
Jim Harbaugh, you would say, as an Ohio State fan, is was doing stuff that was clearly against the rules, as we would say
Amen.
in the hockey, the good
Absolutely.
old hockey game, you know.
Absolutely. And won a national championship and beat Ohio State 3 years in a row, which they
Do it
hadn't
on the up and
done.
up. You shouldn't have to break rules
That's
if you're
right. If you're
great.
good, if you're good, if you're great, play it straight, win the game. I'm
Is
all for it.
Ovechkin on the clear or on the the cream?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I mean, ha
I know he was rooting through the files at ESPN. Do you remember that commercial?
dude, whatever it is, it
Do you
hasn't
remember
changed the
that?
color of his hair. He's not using any Grecian formula.
ESPN has some of the greatest commercials ever. Do you remember the one where
Oh, all of
Ovechkin
them,
was rooting
sure.
through the files and Steve Levy comes in? What you doing, Ovi? He's oh, just doing some research. He says, "Oh, we thought you might be stealing Russian secrets." And then Varlamov is up in the roof, and they pull him up the pulley up into the roof. It's just the greatest ever. I mean, they're so funny, and that
Well, the
was a
mascot
classic.
commercials were the
Oh,
best.
there's so many fantastic ones. I mean, we could spend hours on that, but they do that themselves. So they were some of the best ever. I don't know if they're as good anymore, but some of them
By
were
the
just
way, Kenny
so good.
Mayne did the show last week.
Yeah.
Kenny's a buddy of
Okay.
mine.
Yeah.
He has a movie out on wiffle ball. And
Okay.
he and I sent him my childhood pictures of my wiffle ball games. We
Yep.
got into it a little bit because we're friends. And I bet he did a dozen of those commercials,
Oh,
right,
there's
in
no
the
doubt he
day.
was
I
classic.
should have just bring him on
He
and
was
talk about the
classic.
ESPN
Just they
commercials.
were so fantastic. One of the best. And again, we can talk about this
The
forever.
commercials were like an extension of the main event almost,
That's
right?
right. Big Poppy wearing the Yankee hat. And the Red Sox mascot looking in the window, just like freaking out. It's just some of the best. Some of the
He
best.
is Leonard Raskin. He has his big Zoom thing about money and about responsibility and about taking
There we
care of your
go.
money and wealth management. You can find him at Raskin Global. That's on Wednesday night. If you miss it, no problem. Just send him an email. We're going to be here for the duration. For people like Leonard who love music, if you love music, if you like my conversations in the modern era, I'm going to unearth some very embarrassing old ones with David Cassidy and Engelbert Humperdinck from the 1980s. I found my Harry Connick Jr.
There you go.
I've unearthed a whole bunch of folks like who have passed away, and I have found these tapes, including Brad Delp and Dan Fogelberg, amongst many, David Bowie, amongst many others.
Sure.
All of them will be living at Music Classic at Baltimore Positive in the perpetuity, but they'll be airing here at AM 1570 this week as we get into turkey. It's turkey week.
There
Hey,
we
by the way,
go.
are you pumpkin, mincemeat, apple? Where are you on the pie chart?
Apple.
You're apple? Okay.
Apple.
Hard
I'm
for me to
not
argue against pumpkin. I mean,
apple.
I'm a pumpkin guy, you know.
I'll do a piece because it's the season, but it's not my thing. Apple straight up. Big cinnamon sugar on the top. Nothing better.
Scoop of
Hot,
ice cream. You
hot
have a
with
scoop
a
of ice cream.
scoop of vanilla bean.
Dude, I've
Absolutely.
attended your event. If there's not ice cream, it's not a
Absolutely. It's
Raskin
not
party,
an
you know.
event without ice cream. That's right.
All right. He's Leonard Raskin. I'm Nestor. There'll be some sports here, I promise you. Luke and I got you ready for the San Diego Supercharge. They're not in
Superchargers.
San Diego anymore, though.
I don't know. Do they play that anymore?
We're not in
Do they?
Kansas anymore. I don't, you
I don't know.
know, I'm in Oiler mode, so when I hear the
I
Oiler
hear
fight
you.
song, I'm
Right.
thinking of these retired songs, and even the Baltimore Colts fight song that
Yep.
still zings and tugs at my heartstrings every time
That's
I
right.
see Burt Jones on the internet. I am Nestor, he's Leonard. It's a football week. It's Thanksgiving. It's music appreciation around here. Would you like to hear some music? Yes, I'd appreciate that. We're
Amen.
BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.